Welcome everybody to another Down Under Centre Migrating to Australia podcast. My name's Lisa, and on this episode, I'm joined by Chanel and Denise from Motorpool. Chanel runs the South Australia branch and Denise runs the Western Australia branch. And the company helps people making the move to Australia by offering flexible vehicle subscriptions. Welcome, Chanel and Denise.
Hi, how are you going?
Thank you for having us.
No problem at all. It's really great to have you guys on the podcast. This is going to be quite a short, sharp episode where we'll discuss the company and how you guys can help people that are making the move over to Australia. But first of all, Denise, I understand that you moved over here yourself in 2014.
I did, yes, with my family and two young boys at the time, correct?
Great. And where did you move from in the UK?
So I moved from Oxford. Originally, we went to Sydney for 18 months and then moved across here to Perth, where I've been ever since. Yeah.
Oh, cool. And how do you find Perth? Do you enjoy it there?
Oh, I love Perth. Yeah. Beautiful blue skies, very clean, very family orientated. Yeah, I absolutely love it. So, yeah. Best move.
Yeah, Perth is a very popular place for people to move to, for sure. Okay, so are you guys happy for us to get into some questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great stuff. Okay. So first question is, what exactly is car subscription?
So essentially, Motorpool and car subscription is a long-term rental car service, but we just do it at a much cheaper weekly rate than your traditional car hire. So essentially you pick your vehicle, you pick your kilometre allowance, and we tailor a plan and a package to meet your needs. You can actually change that as you're with us. We start at about 60 or 90 days for our minimum terms, but we do have quite a few people that have been with us for a number of years. So all you need to pay for outside of your weekly or fortnightly or monthly fees is your own fuel usage. So it's a nice, easy solution as you're coming into the country when you don't want to get finance.
How is Motorpool different to other mobility solutions such as car hire?
I'll jump in and answer that one because if you're from the UK listening to this or Europe, you're probably quite familiar with car subscription because it's certainly been over there a lot more or a lot longer, should I say, than it has here in Australia. It's still pretty new here in Australia. So we get a lot of customers asking us exactly what it is. And I think as Chanel's explained, it's simply put as long-term car hire at a cheaper rate. Certainly some differences are that with us, in the majority of cases, you can certainly choose your actual vehicle. You're not choosing a group with car hire. You're just given what's available at the time. Leasing, you're very much locked into much longer term contracts. And then obviously with your car purchasing, you're very much as a visa holder, you're governed by having finance based on the length of your visa and incredibly high interest rates as well. So there's a huge amount of benefits for car subscription and most definitely a cheaper rate and a 2 to 3 month minimum term is part of our main benefits.
Great.
We also have a dedicated concierge team as well that not a lot of car hire places have. And so basically you give us a call and you'll actually come through to a staff member who will help you as opposed to a call center or an automated recording. And as a result of that, our reviews across the whole country, so all our national reviews are 4.9 and 5 stars and above. So we have very, very happy customers.
Perfect. Next question. So why is car subscription with you guys a perfect solution for anyone relocating to Australia? And why should Down Under Centre customers use Motorpool?
I think, well, the first thing is, like I previously said, you're going to do find it more challenging to get the finance agreements being on a visa. In most cases, I've heard as well that they certainly at the moment are looking for pay slips for both partners not just the one partner that's been previous, they can accept finance on. So that's been a bit of a struggle for people as well. I think you've also got to remember that we are still, like everywhere, suffering the effects of COVID. We've still got a significant drought of cars in Australia. And then therefore it's pushing the price as well of the secondhand cars through the roof. So with us, you're going to get a brand new, virtually brand new vehicle, certainly no more than 12 to 18 months old. You've got no hassle in the sign up. It's a very quick and easy process. And as we'll move on to in a minute, we'll talk about, you know, really what your obligation is and what you're paying for, which is very minimal and very little. And certainly for Down Under customers, you get a 50% reduction in the deposit as well, which is pretty huge. So we offer that to all Down Under Centre referrals.
Great. And if you look at the description on this podcast, you'll find the link to the correct page on the Relocation Hub where you can complete a form, and that will go through to the guys just telling them what you need, and they can make sure that you get that reduction in cost as well. So what is included in the car subscription?
As we mentioned a little bit earlier, pretty much everything to do with your vehicle, including insurance, all your roadside assistance, all your registration costs, and basically everything except for fuel and toll usage. Now, we are pretty lucky in South Australia and WA where we don't have any toll roads, but the Eastern Seaboard do have quite a few of those. Choose wisely.
Yeah, exactly. And what kind of cars are available and how old are they?
A huge range from all the leading brands, Toyota, Ford, Isuzu, Mazda, pretty much range from somebody who wants the cheapest just runaround vehicle through to large seven-seaters, dual cab utes. Obviously, every state there is a different demand. Certainly for me in WA, my dual cab utes are the most favourite and sought after vehicle. I tend to find as well what we have a lot of is the family or the couple start with one vehicle first of all, and that would be their family car or their main car. And they've quite often then come to us for a second runaround. They've realised that it's so easy, and yeah, we've done them special deal on car number two. All the vehicles, I've said previously, are no older than 2022 models, so 2022-23. We quite often get asked what spec. We tend to go middle of the range. So we don't have the base model, we don't have the top, we have middle of the range, very comfortable with all your mod cons and all what you would want in a new car these days, your Apple CarPlay, etc. So, yeah.
If you do start out with a small hatchback, just to get mobile in the country when you first arrive, you can swap into something a little bit bigger after your first term, and basically we can be as flexible as you need.
That's perfect. I mean, it's just what people need when they arrive in a new country, to just make everything as simple as it possibly can be, which is what it sounds like you do. So last question from myself. Can everything be set up before arriving in Australia so that people can literally get off the plane and drive away?
Absolutely. As Lisa was mentioning a little bit earlier, so we, once your details come through to us, they'll actually come through to myself. And I will basically just get in touch with you and discuss what you're actually after, when you're due to arrive and all that kind of thing. And so once I've got some details, we can then discuss pricing and basically figure out how we'll be able to help you. Then the individual hubs around the country will get the car prepared, and pretty much all we need from you is your UK driver's license. We need your Australian address and phone number. We can take that after you arrive though, so it's not essential that you have those details prior to locking in for a vehicle, just as long as you have them when you collect it.
Perfect. That's great, guys. Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us today on the podcast, Chanel and Denise. Those are the guys from Motorpool, and if you look in the description, you'll find a link. You click on there, you'll find out some more information, and the very helpful people will get back to you to help you. Okay, bye. Thanks, and see you on the next podcast, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.